One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You know what time it is. We are back with more chaotic Reddit stories, the most insane ones that we can find. And today our guests are Angela and Damien. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Shane.
You guys have both been here before. You know the drill.
Not together.
That
Not
iPad together. Is Pandora's box.
I know. Yeah. And It's only bad things.
Good.
No, it's sometimes good. There was the one in episode 14, the story about the GoFundMe that made me cry, and we attached the link to it, and I think last we checked, that GoFundMe's up to 120K. A lot of our viewers donated. Thank you guys. You made me actually cry.
That's
even more.
That's wild.
I think people are still.
And I love that. It's really
cool.
That money is going to continuously go to a good place. Like, it's not like, all right, we're done,
right.
Fixed.
I think that's what catches me off guard is we'll read a bunch of like asshole stories, a bunch of just insane things, and then you read a super wholesome one and catches you off guard, and I just sob. So we'll see. I don't know if we're gonna get any of those today, but the theme is chaos.
I hear that crying regulates your cortisol levels, so my goal is to cry today.
Okay, man.
Cool, dude.
All right, here we go. First story.
Yay!
My girlfriend has a weird folder on her phone, and I don't know how to talk about it. This comes from True Off My Chest. So my girlfriend told me to look for a recipe she saved in her screenshots. I was scrolling, but first got to the folder, Fugly Armpits, and there were more than 200-plus pictures. I asked her what the folder is about, and she said, a few months ago, I realized that some skinny people have extremely weird and wrinkly ass armpits, so I wanted to check how often I see wrinkly armpits. I looked through the folder, and there sure were a lot of pictures of just armpits, which were wrinkly. I'm just confused. I don't know if it's a quirk of hers or if I should address it somehow.
But what's left to address? Because clearly they already approached their girlfriend and said, like, what is this? And they're like, oh, I realized this thing happened. What do you say after that? Is there more? Like,
this is just True Off My Chest. So he just wanted to confess. He wanted to confess to the internet what's happened in his
life.
That
he found this.
Yeah, he's not asking if anyone's the asshole or something. That's not that subreddit. So he's just letting us know this weird thing that occurred. I guess, she's just like, I like to see wrinkly armpits. If you had a partner who did that, would you just believe them and just be done? Be like, all right, great. You can keep having your folder of wrinkly armpits.
Or I think the question is, like, is it appropriate if someone's fascinated by something that's weird or gross to you? Can you be like, why? Right?
I guess you can ask, be like, hey, where does that come from?
Like what?
Where does that come from?
Did you have like a good childhood or like?
Well, yeah. I'd be like, what feel you just like to see it?
Because that's the thing too. When it's like, no, I realize they have weird armpits. So weird is a very specific phrase of like, there's a little bit of judgment on there. So it's like, are you getting some joy out of body shaming, or is it just the same thing of just like a pimple popping video where you're like, this feels good somehow.
Yeah. So there is an edit here.
Okay.
No, my girlfriend doesn't have an armpit fetish. No. She told me she's saving them because it's like looking at a train wreck. I asked her if she wants to do armpit stuff in bed, and she immediately said, "Ah, hell no, don't ever touch me there."
He goes, "Can I stick my dick in your armpit?"
I just like him sitting down just being like, "Babe,
do you
want me to stick my dick in your armpit?"
I can be that guy for you.
Because that was my question is like, okay, if it's a separate folder on her phone, like I would just be like, oh, is this a sex or love thing, right? To be like, I think that's the only appropriate question he can ask because it's his business kind of, as is her partner maybe. Mm-hmm. But like if she's just into that, like if you had a folder of weird cloaks.
You can't even come up with a thing that's similar. This is how weird this is, Angela. Like it's weird.
The last thing he says here is, she also said it's like watching 600 pound life, but in an armpit version. So now we know, LOL. I guess her explanation, she likes looking at, she's just captivated by people who have ugly armpits.
Here's the thing. I think the weirdness almost makes us more forgiving of it because it's something we haven't heard before. But if it were any other, like, more regularly seen thing that you would maybe body shame or someone would body shame, that's when you'd be like, ooh, you're not so great a person. Like, I keep a folder of, like, ugly faces. Like, look how ugly this dude is. You'd be like, oh, my God. Like, why are you doing that? But because it's armpits, we're like, I guess
I don't think I've ever looked at an armpit and been like, that's an ugly armpit.
But there's no
and
good like, armpits. Armpits are weird.
I also think just take armpit out of it. This person has an album of something that isn't hers on her phone that she goes to feel
she must,
fun.
She must have found these on the internet, though. She's not taking photos of other
exactly.
people's
armpits. Exactly. So these are stock images or whatever.
I don't know why she doesn't just Google ugly armpits.
See, that's my
thing.
I'm like, if she did find this on the internet and not just like around, like in other people's photos, like why save it to your phone? Why would, like, there would probably be a Reddit community of like, armpit town.
There's gotta be. There's a subreddit for everything.
But this is, I think she's lying and it is a sex thing.
You think so?
It's possible.
Why would you have it on your phone? I feel like the only reason why people have albums that they refer back to are pictures of themselves or their family or their dogs or like memes. Like, who's gonna be like, oh, I have an album of sunsets I've never seen, but they're from the internet, and I go to, like, who does that?
But I will say, like, if it were a sex thing, you know, that folder was immediately available. It wasn't, like, locked or hidden or anything like that. And when approached, it was like, oh, no, this is a thing that I like. And he was like, do you want something sexual with this?
And she's like, no.
Absolutely not.
She threw up right there.
Yeah, profusely, in his eyes. And that made her attracted to him.
That is so weird. Like,
I just doubt it's a sex thing.
The comments here, lol, that's about the mildest weird thing you could find in a folder on your partner's phone. I don't think you have much to worry about unless she starts obsessing over your armpit or something. OP responded to that saying, sometimes when I lift my arms, my girlfriend is just like, ugh, your armpits are so pretty. So I don't know, LOL. I take it as a compliment, haha. So she does have a... No,
bro,
she wants to fuck his armpit.
She wants to put her vag in his armpit.
Scissor pits.
Someone said, if someone found my
Sorry, that was a bit of a sleeper for you, huh?
Yeah, that took a second.
It really hits in the second wind.
It really does.
Someone said, if someone found my memes folder in my phone, I'd probably be put on a watch list or something. And then someone else said, if that is the worst thing about her, she is a keeper.
No. I find this even weirder. You know when something's so weird that you can't put a box around it? This is weird.
Would this be like a red flag deal breaker for you?
I think this is, because I can't get my brain to understand why it makes it weirder to me.
I would almost think that it's like, it's a me problem. If I found my partner had this, I'd be like, I can't wrap my head around, I'm sorry, this is... I need to go to therapy because I can't figure this out.
Yeah.
I think you should talk to a therapist about it for sure and be like, hey, I know you can't diagnose another person through me, but just between you and me, what?
Like, and your therapist is like, whoa!
run. I feel like for myself, as long as we could get to the bottom of things and make sure there wasn't an aspect of like, you enjoy shaming people, like you feel better about yourself because you enjoy looking down at people, because that's gonna come out in other ways. But if it's truly just like, this is my weird thing, some people build trains in their basement, some people spend thousands of dollars on Legos, I like armpits and it's free, I'd be like, all right. Like,
yeah, people are obsessed with pimple popping and stuff like that.
I guess videos are different to me because that's content, but a picture
just
that
like
you just look
like,
at. And it's not a sex thing, so you're just looking at it because it's just fun
and
to look
at. And her comparing
at.
It to My 600-Pound Life, but My 600-Pound Life is a TV show.
There's
with,
a story.
With arcs to the episodes and production and all sorts of stuff. These are photos. Just looking at a photo.
But at its core, there is still this like voyeuristic aspect of like, wow, look at how different that person looks than I do.
Yeah.
Or how different someone's experience is than mine is.
Yeah.
And so like, I've never seen that show, but like I would imagine there's an aspect to it of just like, wow, like look at what that's like. Same kind of thing with the pits. So I'm not a fan of either of those, but it's like, if that's your thing, like.
Sure.
I don't know.
Are you already emotionally exhausted from story
one? Actually, this is wild.
I wonder how many comments we're going to get about this story. Okay, next one here. This comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for being petty when my cousin kicked me off her Hulu account? Okay. I, a female, 23, am currently at college. I live with roommates, and I don't have a lot of money at the moment. I can afford necessities, but I need to count my pennies before buying any luxuries. I have a cousin, Jean, who's a female, 27, who I'm fairly close with. I don't have any siblings, and I think of her as the sister I never had. Last year, I was in a much better financial position. It eventually went downhill due to me being unexpectedly laid off from my job and a bunch of surprise expenses, hence why I'm not doing so great now. Last year, Jean was in a tough spot as she had car problems and had to move back in with her parents after getting evicted from her apartment. She was working a minimum wage job and was really struggling. I paid the mechanic bill for her car, which was around $300, and I loaned Jean an additional $900 to help her with her expenses. I know the whole deal about loaning family members money and wasn't too worried about whether or not she'd ever pay me back. Jean paid me back $400 5 months later and told me she'd pay back the rest when she could, but she never did. Once again, I don't mind. I know she needed the money. I'd feel absolutely evil if I watched her be unable to afford necessities when I could have helped. But here's where I could be an asshole. A couple of months ago, Jean started a Hulu account that she pays for. She gave me the login and told me I can use it. Last week, I noticed that I couldn't log into the account and texted Jean to ask about it. She read the text but didn't respond for a few hours, so I called her. Her boyfriend picked up and he told me that they changed the password and explained that he doesn't think it's reasonable that I get to use their Hulu without paying for it. He said if I want to share the account again, I should contribute to cover the cost of upgrading the subscription to unlimited devices. I told him that's fine, but no thanks. I'd rather not then. I'll get my streaming fix elsewhere. I might have come off as abrupt or blunt, I guess, because Jean later called me and accused me of being condescending and disrespectful to her boyfriend. I apologized and told her I didn't mean to come off that way and repeated our conversation to her. Jean said she was sorry, but they can't let me freeload. I laughed and told Jean that she can't possibly be calling me a freeloader. She said I am if I'm just going to use her for the subscription. I told her that I thought we had a relationship where we helped each other out and brought up the money I loaned her, which she hadn't even paid back fully. Jean called me petty and said that doesn't make me entitled to use her account. I told her I don't even flipping care about the Hulu account. She said I'm materialistic for keeping score and told me to leave her alone and hung up the phone. My aunt and parents are now also saying I'm petty and telling me to apologize to Jean as I'm not treating her like a good family member. Am I the asshole?
The amount of stories I have either, you know, heard on this show or just in general, where it's like everything was fine, and then a boyfriend showed up and said,
yes,
"Your friend should,
so
your
true.
Sister should do this," and then it's like, "Well, I guess I should."
That's
I'm like,
"So true."
Don't, hey, I don't never thought about it that way.
Yeah, I'm just like, "Damn."
I know it's unfortunate.
It is so accurate.
Yeah, I mean, this sucks, and it's like they had such an easy thing; it was not a problem.
Yeah,
boyfriend swoops in suddenly. Huge
I know.
Problem.
And it's and now her
ridiculous.
Aunt, like that she's like, and now my aunt is piling on.
I'm always pissed about stories where the whole family sides
That's,
with.
It's wild.
That.
That does suck.
I know this is the person like narrating what happened to them. So like, assuming that nothing is being left out, that's absurd. Of course they're not the asshole. Like, it's so unfortunate when you find that you are somebody that is willing to make accommodations for others and like, you know, obviously without communication, you can't always expect the same accommodations to be made for you, but like, that's a big jump. That's a big leap to be like, sorry, it's $350 a month.
They're like, not even explaining that it's like, oh, we don't have enough devices to do this now. They're, it just kind of sounds like they're just drawing a line of like, no, you don't get to have this anymore. It's like,
it wouldn't be right.
Can you at least explain like your reasoning? Like they could have gone about being like, hey, actually, so now that my boyfriend's living with me, we need the two devices, so it's going to be a little harder to share the account. If they had just gone about it more reasonably, but instead they were just immediately like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
For wanting this Hulu account, you're a freeloader. It's like, whoa, slow down.
I imagine that she was like thrown off on the phone, and he hung up, and then a bad game of telephone happened. He was like, she's so pissed, babe. And then that got her pissed. And she wasn't pissed. She was just thrown off because that's an insane thing to do.
My like biggest trigger in life in general is like being misunderstood.
Oh yeah.
Like just having someone, like there was something a few months back where someone was like, oh yeah, I heard you did this thing. I was like, no, that was the person that was next to me. I didn't do that thing. Like, I would never do that thing. Then I was like, wait, who told you I did that thing? How many people talked about this? Yeah. And I like had a full blown panic attack. And it, so like, that's all it takes is for someone to be like, yeah, apparently your sister blew up. It's crazy.
Oh gosh.
Drive me nuts.
So doing the math here, it sounds like Jean never paid her back $500. She loaned her $900, or wait, hold on, I think it's
There's
even more.
$300 for basic expenses.
I paid her the, which $300, and I loaned Jean an additional $900. So $1,200 total. Jean paid back $400 5 months later. Yeah. So there's still $800 of unaccounted
and
expenses.
And how much is a Hulu subscription?
I mean,
just right now.
I think it's like $12.99 a month.
So it would take years to accumulate to what this money she owes her. Now, I guess it could be, if they want to be really intense and be like, yeah, you've had this Hulu account of mine for a year, that adds up to what?
Yeah.
But I think something I've noticed from stories I've heard from people of loaning money is that it's not only a matter of you may not get paid back, but that person, whether they're family or a good friend or something, they might act like that never happened. Like that money, oh, what do you mean? Like, no, am I not paying you back?
Yeah.
You never loaned me money is almost what it starts to become. And that's what it sounds like here is just like, that never existed.
No, that's
And it's like forgetting the past. And it's insane. $800 is a lot of money. Having said that, she does point out early in the story of knowing that she probably wouldn't be paid back.
Yeah.
She's like, I know that's a possibility. However, it does, she did also bring it up again to her. And like, look, here's the thing. You loan someone money, you understand I may not get it back, but you're gonna keep that in mind. And I think it's more just the emotions of it that's hurting her than the actual money. It's just like, wait, you're pretending like I didn't loan you $1,000.
Yeah.
That's insane. You're calling me a freeloader?
Yeah.
And I loaned you $1,000 less than, you know, however long ago.
Does she bring it up when the Hulu thing comes?
They fight about it and I believe she says, but they can't freeload. I laughed and told Jean that she can't possibly be calling me a freeloader. Yeah.
So that came first, the freeloader comment.
I told her that I thought we had a relationship where we help each other out, and I brought up the money I loaned her, which she hadn't even paid back fully. Jean called me petty and said that she that doesn't make me entitled to use her account.
Here's the thing. When you accept money or like help from someone in any way, if you feel like you owe somebody something, that is a big power dynamic difference.
I was just going to say
and,
this.
Yeah, absolutely. So like it's a power dynamic difference, and there is always the potential of someone holding that over your head. But it sounds to me, you know, maybe I'm looking too much into this, but it sounds to me like the sister that was loaned the money has done that to herself already, like maybe already feels like there's that position of like, you know, she's gonna bring this up. And then finally, when it's like, you're a freeloader, it's like, well, I gave you money. It's like, I knew you would bring that up. And it's like, you know, it's just gonna be messy either way. But like, it doesn't sound like she was otherwise abusing that position.
According, with the information we have here, no.
Is it an older sister or a younger sister that was loaned the money?
It's a cousin who's like a sister.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not an actual sister, but she said she's like the sister she never had.
And that hurts too if you are calling a cousin like the sister I never had, and then there's this level of like general disrespect about things.
Some comments here. Maybe Jean should cancel her Hulu account and use the money she saved to pay you back. Someone else said, not the asshole, you're not being petty. Call it a lesson learned and move on. Also remember everyone who took her side and make sure they're on your do not help list. Mm. The same thing will happen if you help them out. This is an unpopular opinion maybe, but she talks about she doesn't have siblings. This is like the only, like a really close family member. It would suck if this becomes a thing that completely separates them for the rest of their life.
It would.
I do think that would suck.
And not the money, not the $800.
My thought is hopefully this boyfriend is the catalyst that's causing this rift, and maybe that means someday they won't be together and they will help, but it would suck. It would suck because then it's like, oh man, but we don't know anything about her life. Maybe she has a lot of friends and stuff.
My hypothesis is that the money, this is a huge assumption, but that the money she was lent was before the boyfriend was in the picture or he didn't know.
It sounds like
I would agree with that.
So that she's living kind of in a different version of the truth where the boyfriend isn't in the same like history and context of this, of what yeah. went down.
I guess we don't really know.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's my hope.
I do also think that like they are both very young. So like that is a time where you run into people of extremely like, there's a big disparity in maturity. Like there could be a, how old is she, 23 it says?
Yeah.
Yeah, there could be a 23-year-old that's like very like emotionally well-adjusted and knows how to deal with conflict, et cetera. And then there are like 23-year-olds who are like still mentally like very much, just they don't have a lot of life experience or don't know how to deal with anything outside of their own little bubble. If the aunt is taking, you know, the cousin's side, it sounds like maybe that whole family isn't emotionally super mature.
Yeah.
It's a mess, and I feel really bad for her.
I think a thing, though, that I can't help but keep thinking about is that if you have a streaming service and you add someone else to it, that unless you have to upgrade to have more devices, it may not cost you anymore.
Exactly.
Hulu, you Hulu, you do.
You do.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a limited amount of devices. But that being said, that also means that they chose to put the boyfriend on there as opposed to her, whereas the boyfriend didn't need that streaming service. So the boyfriend being like, hey, you know, can I use this? You know, is more important to the cousin than helping out.
It's just one of those things where if they made that decision, they could have gone about telling her a lot better and being like, hey, like instead of
that's true.
Because what happened too is she tried to log in, she just didn't have it.
Yeah.
She didn't text her back. She finally calls and they're like, hey, yeah, no, you can't have it. It's like, hey, give her the heads up.
Yeah.
If I have a streaming service and I'm going to kick someone off of it, you need to call them and let them know.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think, almost barring everything else, that makes the cousin the asshole. Because
at this
like,
point
let them
in television,
know. Give them the heads
you're
up.
You're taking away a utility that people
man.
Need.
Yeah.
I always, like, look, that's communication. The person who's not communicating is typically the asshole.
Yeah.
I agree.
Wild.
All crazy. Right. More wild than armpit photos, though?
No.
All right, next story. Here we go. Am I the asshole for purchasing my guy friend his dream birthday present and outshining his girlfriend in the process? Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get up.
Let's go. Love this one. Okay. My guy friend, Tom, has been one of my best friends since college. We're in our mid-20s now and are both currently in committed relationships with long-term partners. I've never had feelings for Tom, nor has he ever had feelings for me. Since college, Tom has been a huge watch fanatic. 2 months ago, he was showing me this stunning vintage watch and made an offhand comment about how he would die of joy if he somehow got his hands on one. Very coincidentally, I was in New York City a few weeks ago and stumbled upon this watch store and just so happened to have the exact one Tom wanted. It was expensive, I won't lie, at about $2,500. But I decided to get it for his 25th birthday. To me, it was basically fate, LOL. My boyfriend and I do very well financially, so this was something that I could personally afford and wanted to buy for Tom, especially knowing how happy it'd make him. Tom has a tradition of hosting a dinner party at his place for his birthday and then following that up with cake and gift opening. I told him before the dinner that my gift was a huge surprise and asked if he could save it for last, and he agreed. His girlfriend ends up going first, and she gets him this gorgeous sweater that she crocheted for him.
How did I know it was a sweater? I literally, in my mind, was like, it's gonna be a sweater. Sorry.
And a book that he's been wanting, which I thought was super thoughtful and lovely. Last, it was my gift. When he opened it and saw what it was, he literally screamed, hopped over a bunch of people, and squeezed me in this huge bear hug. I was so happy to see him happy. It genuinely filled me with so much joy. He even got emotional, and I saw him swipe a few tears. He also said that it was the best gift he'd ever received. The whole time, his girlfriend was only slightly smiling and stayed quiet. The next morning, I got a text from his girlfriend that essentially said that although she appreciated my thoughtful gift, she thought that it was a bit out of touch and lacking awareness. She admitted that Tom had also told her about the watch and she wanted to get it for him, but it was way out of her budget. She accused me of knowing this, I had no idea, and still getting it to rub it in her face and to outshine her. She finished by saying how she felt like I had overstepped a boundary by getting the gift and would appreciate me not doing anything similar to it again in the future. I responded and told her that while I could see her point of view, I was just trying to do a nice thing for a close friend of mine. I asked her, wouldn't you rather he gotten the gift and seen the happiness that it brought him than him not getting it at all? She responded that that happiness was only shared between me and Tom and no one else, and that she felt hurt by my actions. Only my boyfriend knows about this and he's on my side. But thinking through it all again, I do see how I could have overstepped. but my boyfriend says that it's not my job to apologize for her insecurities. So am I the asshole here? So the verdict was not the asshole, which I fully see, because, you know, I at least from her point of view, she's financially well off, and she's known this person for a long, long time and knew exactly a gift he wanted and got it for her. And the girlfriend clearly feeling very insecure, does not have the same financial situation, cannot afford that gift, feels very threatened, and probably sees that her boyfriend freaked out way more for this gift than hers. That's why I'm just like, that's tough. But I also see why Reddit said not the asshole.
And this is one of those rare situations where, like, nobody is the asshole, but there is an asterisk because a few things could have been handled a bit better. Like, I can understand absolutely why the girlfriend would have these feelings of, like, disappointment and almost, like, shame of, like, well, I couldn't get him that. I couldn't do that for him. Like, even if we can logically piece apart, like, well, you shouldn't. Like, you know, they're in a different situation. You might still feel bad seeing your boyfriend get that happy over someone else's gift. That being said, she loses a little bit of my sympathy when she starts to espouse intent to it, where it's like, you did this to rub it in my face. You did this to make me feel silly. Like, that's too much for me. Similarly, you know, the boyfriend, like the best friend who got the watch, you know, he needs to make his girlfriend feel appreciated in other ways. Like, if he's jumping over the table being like, oh, I fucking love it. This is the best gift I got so far today and my life. Like,
you're the most important person to me right now.
Yeah, I never cry. Here are the tears. Stop the crochet.
Yeah. I've never been emotionally available before, but for you. Like, it's like, that's
for you.
After she spent time crocheting a sweater, you can't say this right here is the best gift I've ever
gotten.
I'm
never going to read a book again. Not even the one my girlfriend got me.
I hate books and I hate sweaters that are crocheted. This is you. I think I disagree with, sorry, were you done?
No, I was just listening for you.
I think I disagree with it, her not being the asshole, if it is true that the girlfriend also knew about the watch and that they had talked about it.
That the friend knew about the...
Yes.
Because what she accused her of is knowing... Oh, yeah, I know, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying that the friend knew that the girlfriend also knew about the watch but
and
couldn't
was gonna,
afford it.
Yes. I think then she's an asshole. But I think that could have been like something said out of emotion. I don't know. But I also think... That's the only two caveats I have about this, because I don't think this girl wanted to intentionally make her feel that way. Unless she knew that the girlfriend wanted to buy him the watch and he couldn't afford it, then I think it's kind of an asshole move. Or I do think it's kind of, even if your gift's amazing, I think it's kind of weird to be like, my gift lasts.
That is also weird. That's the thing that I did feel a little weird about.
That's
my
one
like,
thing.
Oh, open up my gift last, because mine's the... She knew...
That's true.
She knew her gift was the best. And I will say, look, it's one of those things where I'm not trying to be like, oh, they're the asshole for this. But I know my own rules in my own head. Mm-hmm. And if I'm giving a gift to someone, I'm not trying to outshine their partner or the people who are like maybe the closest to that. Yeah. Like, I do think what also we see that does happen... And I've lived in LA a long time. I've had friends who are super fucking rich. People lose touch of like, that just becomes normal to them. So clearly $2,500 is not that insane for her.
Sure.
If she can just be like, you know what? I decided to do it. Why not? Like, I'll do this. And you lose touch with like, oh, that's an obscenely large amount of money for some people. They're going to be like, well, cool. I could never get that gift.
I think
that feels like, shoot. You have the ability to make my boyfriend happy in ways that I can't. And it's not a romantic thing. It's just of like, God dang, like, oh, you can affect him in ways I can't because I can't afford it.
I think it's an intimacy thing. I think it happens not just with money, but with time. Like, I've had a friend who I, like one of my best friends who I've been friends with for so long, and I can get her a gift that means more to her than her current partner if her and her current partner have only been dating a little bit. Sure. And I know this person, and I can outdo them, and that's kind of uncomfortable when it's like, birthdays are weird, especially for people in relationships, because sometimes it's like the person who they're dating needs to show that they are the one that loves you the most, and they win you. Like, it gets weird and subtextual and weird.
If it wasn't for the thing of like open mind last,
I agree.
I would feel different. I would feel I don't know why that's rubbing me the wrong way, because it does make it a little competitive.
It's what makes it finally like clear that they were like, I know for a fact this is the best, and I want to see you have the biggest reaction to this. Yeah. And like, to your point, Angela, if this person, the gift buyer, did know that the girlfriend was aware of the watch as well, and it wasn't about outshining anyone, there could have also been a situation where it's like, you know, hey, I found the watch.
Yes.
I know it's too expensive. Do you want to chip in this amount?
In
because money doesn't matter together, and it could be from us.
There's some important info here.
Okay.
In the comments. Info, what was the average dollar value of the other gifts he got? You said you didn't know it would be a better gift. Were the other gifts there also averaging $2,000 to $3,000 each? OP responded, Jesus. He got a painting that was probably between $2,000 to $4,000. Might have been more expensive than mine. He got another that was probably close to $1,000. Jesus.
Well, no wonder
these people are loaded. They're 25 getting gifts like that. My God.
He got a painting and his girlfriend gave him a crochet sweater.
They're all from the Hamptons.
I think they must be, because being 25 and getting a painting that's $1,000 for your birthday, that's, bro, holy crap.
And also, like, I'll say this too, like, I've gotten bigger gifts for friends before. Nothing even close to anywhere like in the $500 range. Like, hell no, that's insane. But like, anytime I've gotten a gift for somebody that I feel is like bigger than the situation average, I've done it privately, and I've been like, hey, you don't have to tell people about this. Like, I want you to have this. Like,
that's because it's a true gift.
Then it's a gift, and you're not
so
being like,
wild.
If you're trying,
I want to go last.
If you're giving a gift, if someone gave me a gift and I felt there was an element of like wanting spectacle, I would feel a little
feels yucky.
I would feel a little weird about it. I also just kind of feel weird. I guess for my birthdays, I haven't done this in a long time. Of like. Really opening. Gathering and opening the gifts in front of everyone. I
know, I thought the same thing. I was like, maybe what is this, a baby shower?
I feel like adults, all the adults I know, it's kind of like, oh, thank you for the gift. And it's kind of like, you do that kind of separately. And I kind of like that, because it doesn't make
it a
competition.
There's so much obligation also, like, when people are watching you, I don't know how to react and seem genuine and be like, wow! Like, I'm like, is it too much? Is it too little?
It's very intense.
So under a microscope.
There's the sweater curse. Okay, here, hold on. Although the existence of this effect remains uncertain, it is a common belief amongst the knitting population, and several plausible and non-exclusive mechanisms for the sweater curse have been suggested within knitting periodicals and books. Unlucky timing. Knitting a sweater takes a long time, and the relationship dies of natural causes during its making. Catalyst for analyzing the relationship. Giving or receiving a significant gift, such as a sweater, may cause either the giver or receiver to evaluate the relationship. For example, the gift may seem too intimate, too domestic, or too binding to the significant other. It can be seen as a signal that makes them realize that the relationship is not reciprocal, prompting them to end the relationship before it involves obligations. So, with the sweater curse being something we're aware of now, maybe the girlfriend giving him the sweater was such a big deal because she knows about the sweater curse. She knows this could be the determining factor of whether they stay together or not. She gives him the sweater, and then she sees him get way more excited about another gift from someone else. The sweater curse is taking effect. They're gonna break up.
I wanna bring up like the sweater curse specifically, not to get too far, you know, left field here. But it could be that when you receive a sweater and you see that your partner has spent a lot of time crocheting, you're like, that's a boring hobby done by boring people. And you're like, oh no,
I'm kidding. Keanu over there, just like, come on, man.
I just wanted to see Shane's reaction. That's it.
That is so wild.
So also knowing that I am not familiar with crocheting, but I'm assuming this took a long time to crochet a sweater. So
you
as opposed to everyone else spent thousands of dollars on their gifts for this guy.
Don't forget, she got him the book too.
She got him a book.
Yeah, but she spent a lot of time on this.
Yeah.
I'm assuming days worth of time. Months worth of time.
Yeah, and also like to get that measurement right, I can't imagine like,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Because she had to look at pictures of his armpits to figure that out.
That's what it is!
other comments here. Not the asshole. You weren't thinking of how to hurt her. You just wanted a nice gift for your friend. Your boyfriend is right. You don't need to apologize for her insecurities. Someone else said, I think yes.
Okay.
Someone said, I think yes, you are a bit the asshole, especially since you specifically wanted it to be opened last because you assumed your gift would be the best. That hubris alone icks me out. But honestly, the birthday boy is the biggest asshole here, as he said that it was the best gift he's ever received in front of his girlfriend, who gave him a handmade gift, and who knows how many other gifts she's given him. That's true. You're the
asshole
if at a party you say, this is the best gift ever. Don't say that shit.
At a party, like, you're already making people sit and watch you open $1,000 gifts.
It's real.
Bro.
There's a lot of stuff that I'm just like, this just isn't my crowd.
Not at all.
It's just not my crowd.
I will say, I had an ex one time give me like a needlepoint Triforce that she made, and I still have it. Because I'm just like, it was so, I realized the amount of time she put into it, and it's one of my favorite gifts.
That stuff
And
is
I'm
great.
Like, that stuff is supposed to matter. So if you are looking at a material good, being like, this is way better than that, like, he is the asshole.
Someone said, I'd say no one's the asshole. Both POVs are valid. Mm-hmm. She was right to make the gift, and the girlfriend had valid reasons to be upset, not being in the position financially to make a similar gift, feeling outshined. OP, next time you find something special and expensive, team up with the girlfriend and make a shared gift. That's the way to become a bridesmaid instead of being barred from the wedding. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I think my feeling about this story is that the intentions and even a lot of the end results aren't the problem. Mm. It's how people went about a lot of it that I'm like, this could have all happened exactly the same, but y'all could have done it a little better.
And you know what? He fucked up because now he can't wear that watch without hurting his girlfriend's feelings.
Are so right.
If I saw that watch, I'm gonna be like,
and even if it's July and it's 90 degrees out, he needs to wear that sweater.
He needs to wear that fucking sweater. And he better read that book the next fucking day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Whew. You're so right. Well, there's no way they're still together at this point.
There's no way. All right, next story here. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend her home decor is the reason I won't host a work gathering at her place? It's a 32-year-old man. I've been with my girlfriend, who's 29, for over a year now. She's smart, funny, a bit quirky, and has a serious job with a good salary. We have a great time together and generally get along very well. The only thing is her choice in home decor is bizarre, to put it frankly, and not something you'd think a normal, grown adult would be into. Her apartment is definitely a reflection of herself and interests, not in the best way, though. My girlfriend has a wall dedicated to animation in one room of her apartment, like Futurama pieces and etchings of some weird triangle guy. Then there's the wall of framed preserve insects in another room, but not insects like butterflies or moths. Instead, she displays tarantulas, beetles, and large stick insects. Her bathroom has a subtle theme of the ocean, pretty common. But instead of starfish or shells, she has a little anglerfish nightlight, a small vampiric squid painting, and then a framed diagram of what apparently is a goblin shark right by the toilet. I would say a majority of her home decor and furnishings are okay. The apartment itself is very modern and sleek. It's just the random decor and juvenile-ish themes like cartoons, insects, and bizarre ocean creatures is off-putting. This is where I might be the asshole. I avoid bringing people over to her place, especially people from my job, because of how juvenile it looks. Everyone's impressed when they see the high rise, but that quickly fades once you enter. The one time I brought a work colleague over, they ended up telling me after that they found her insect wall terrifying. I work in finance, and appearances and first impressions are important.
Ugh.
Finance, bro.
My office will hold casual gatherings where we get together for a few drinks, good food, and we rotate hosts. And this time, it's my turn. The problem is my place is under some construction and not an ideal place to be right now. So I've been staying with my girlfriend. My girlfriend suggested that we host my colleagues here since she has the space and thinks it'd be fun. I told her I planned on skipping my rotation and seeing if the next person would be okay with hosting early. She kept pressing on why I didn't want them to be over here, so I finally said it's because her home decor is strange and not something a grown woman would have, and also that her insect wall horrified the one colleague that did come over. My girlfriend got mad and said at the end of the day, it's not my space and these things bring her joy. She also said that she indeed is an adult woman, which is exactly why her apartment is decorated in such a manner. Yeah. I love my girlfriend, I do, and it's okay to have different interests, but does an adult really need to decorate with them besides a few things here and there? I mean, my own mother asked if my girlfriend was autistic after she saw the entire apartment for the first time. So, Reddit, am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend her home decor is the reason I won't host a work gathering at her place?
Dump his ass!
Yeah, I think, if I may, my first impression here is I think the issue is that she has a personality and he doesn't.
Yeah!
Neither
but
does
Shane,
his friend.
He works in finance.
That's such a...
I already know exactly what he looks like. He's just Schmidt from New Girl. Like, he looks exactly like that.
But yeah. Worse.
But worse.
Gosh, I was only laughing in the beginning because it was so funny to me how specific he was roasting her decoration. He's like, and then there's a starfish in the corner. And I thought it was very funny. And then it just gets worse.
I'm laughing because that's my space. 100%. I have a bunch of animation cells, which I have yet to hang up, but I'm
going
to.
Didn't you just get a new thing that's like an insect or something?
Yeah, so I don't have actual taxidermied insects because that's not my thing, but I ended up getting off of Etsy,
It's a taxidermied Butterfree.
It's a taxidermied Butterfree. It's a Pokemon, but I wanted to say their name. It's something Oddities. Overcast Oddities. Yeah, they do like a shout out. They do Pokemon like taxidermy. And I'm like, well, that I can get behind. So I have the animation, I have the Pokemon taxidermy. And then in the bathroom, I'm going to do basically that kind of like oceany theme, maybe a little bit of Cthulhu. And I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm older than that person. Like,
sure. I mean, I'm not going to bring my work friends to your place.
Good, you're not invited.
I'm not going to bring my finance bros over.
Yeah, so, yeah. I know I work at Smosh, but I'm also not going to bring my finance friends over to your apartment.
I mean, it's whatever. Open invitation. I'll text you my address. You can figure it out.
You know, it's tough because he points out, like, these things are for kids, like insects. Like, whenever I'm walking around a park and I see an insect, I'm like, sorry, dude, that's for kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at you. Sorry, I don't look at bugs. Whenever I see a bug, I got to walk the other way.
Oh my God, get the spider out, it's for kids.
If I'm at the beach and I see a starfish, I'm like, I got to walk the other way. That's for kids.
You know, I'm an adult. I can't be here at the beach.
I can't. Sorry, the ocean, that's for kids.
Yeah. Dude, there's a black widow on your face. Don't worry about it. Those are for kids.
I'm an adult. Right off. Not going to worry about it.
Here's the thing, too. Let's address the autism line. Autism is not a bad thing. It is a spectrum and presents in a lot of different ways. And B, like, you don't have to be autistic to have a hyperfixation, but a lot of people who are autistic do have specific special interests. And that's awesome. And I think we're living in a time where there's no like right way to be grown up anymore. Like, a lot of the adults grew up with video games. Like, we don't want to stop doing all these fun things. If we have adult money and we want to use it on something, it's not like, oh, a new toaster. It's like, no, I want to buy this cool framed thing that I like from a show I like. Like, this just shows that this person is not right for that girl. It's right. Just, it's the wrong match. He probably thinks she's cute and quirky and makes it like a, I don't know.
Absolutely. No, I mean, in my opinion, you know, he needs to check in with how he's talking about his girlfriend here. I mean, it's super derogatory. And I mean, in his mind, this is all abnormal when it's like, there's no normal way to decorate your home. You're allowed to do it however you want. Mm-hmm. But this is part of who she is. When you're dating someone and you're with someone and how they decorate their home, that to me is like, that's huge. And that's not something I would ever try to change. Or if I am not okay with it and I'm not okay with bringing friends over, I'd be like, then I can't do this.
This is so interesting though.
That's huge.
I don't know, because I think sometimes it's the other way. For, I don't know, like, not to gender it, but I do think a lot of girls will be like, oh, there's posters in this room. He's a kid. And like, but there's a difference between like posters and like framed posters.
Yeah.
And like, maybe like an age, college to adulthood thing. But I think what he's upset about is the context of the art. It's not how the art is hung.
You're right.
That's what I mean, her like, actual interest.
It's, yeah.
The organization, the cleanliness, the presentation.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the adult thing, right? Of like how you organize your space, like how you do that. But your interests and the aesthetic.
Yeah,
is
he's
part
just
of
roasting what she likes.
Yeah, and
that's
also it's not things that I think are. But I also, you know, being in the YouTube world, I feel like more people I know have places like this than not.
Look at our little plane.
We're so quirky.
It's too much for kids.
But no, sincerely, more people I know are collectors of various sorts. I mean, most of my adult friends have like Lego sets and stuff in their homes on display.
Legos, yeah.
And I mean, that's more normal than not amongst people I know. And these are very adult people who work very hard, who like are the every adult category they're marking off, but you're allowed to have interest. And that's part of being adult is you're allowed to have whatever you want now if you earn it. Like,
maybe I'm unlikable, but what about your construction, dude? I think he's lying.
Oh, you're into Bob the Builder? You fucking loser.
Bob the Builder. I don't know. He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. This is also like an example of, I don't know, like a lot of my space is decorated in like a spooky way. I collect like older antique things. Sometimes I restore old furniture that I find. But like other people, if they super want like a modern vibe, that's okay too. But it sounds like this person is obsessed with like, for lack of a better term, like the normie paradigm of things to do. Like, nope, everything's gotta be perfect and modern. Looks like it comes from IKEA. And if it's not, then you're just a baby.
Yeah. Also, there's a difference between like childish and childlike, right? Mm. Like when someone like can do, I think you could put something up that may be childlike or like just like Legos. Mm-hmm. But then if she was acting childish and that was embarrassing to him, maybe I could get behind that. Like if the apartment was taken care of like a child and there wasn't like, and she wasn't cleaning or something.
Blocks but it's not even, ground, it's not even childish, it's Futurama. Right. Like that's one of the best shows ever made.
And it's pretty adult.
It's definitely pretty adult. My way of decorating my own space, I'm very minimalist and stuff, but like I love seeing really cool, unique ways that people decorate their homes. Yeah. Also, last thing I want to add.
Pokemon shirt, just saying, I'm 32.
That means it's fucking sick.
Thanks, that's what I was looking for.
But I want to also point out, he talks about like, this is where we gather to have a couple drinks and this place is way too crazy for us. I'm like, have you not been to a bar?
I know.
Bars have crazy themes.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
You freaking idiot.
With snowshoes like, on the wall.
This doesn't make sense to me. I've been to so many weird bars with literally crazy aesthetics and stuff. That's the point. People pay so much money to get reservations at like weird places
like that. Yes, bro probably walks into TGI Fridays thinking it's a daycare.
Okay, some comments here. I hate people who gatekeep adulthood. Mm-hmm. They're stuffy and boring and have no sense of whimsy. Why do people have to give up the stuff they enjoy just because they reach an arbitrary age that makes them an adult? That's bullshit. Love what you love and celebrate it until the day you die. And the triangle dude is almost certainly Bill Cipher.
Yep, it's from Bill Gravity from Gravity Falls. Thank you.
Someone else said, you're the asshole, your girlfriend sounds rad. If I walked into a coworker's house like that, my respect level for them would go way up. Just let people be interested in things. Lastly, not the asshole for not wanting to host there because it's not your place, but you're the asshole for making your girlfriend feel bad for being who she is in her own place.
Yeah, it would be fair if the boyfriend was like, hey, I'm going to skip my rotation because I'm very excited to show off my place to my colleagues. That's what I'm looking for. But it is coming from a place of embarrassment about his girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
truly.
I do want to come back to that last line real quick. Like, for anyone who doesn't know me, I am on the autism spectrum in some capacity, and I've got all sorts of other letters that describe my brain. The fact that he's like, man, my mom even said it like this. It's like, dude, maybe she is. But the fact that you view that as a bad thing means that anything about her mental health is always going to have to be hidden from you and something you will be ashamed of. When she's a quirky, like, 60-year-old and you're together and she's like, I want to put out this fun bird feeder, you're going to be like, oh, geez.
Yeah, like, my guy, just go to Airbnb, get a little museum for your wine and your friends and go home.
Yeah. Next story here. Am I the asshole for not keeping my thoughts on my sister's ridiculous baby names, Stanford and Yale, to myself?
I was like, yeah, no.
Oh,
we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm the youngest of three siblings. There's me, 34-year-old male, my sister Katie, 35, and my brother Ian, 38.
Ian?
What a loser name. Out of the three of us, Katie is the one who made it. Her words. She attended Yale Law School and is engaged to a neurosurgeon, Daniel, who attended Stanford Medical School. Over the years, it's become clear that Katie looks down on me and Ian because we aren't as ambitious, successful, credentialed as she is. Katie has expressed her astonishment that the family business is profitable, even though someone who got C's in high school and never went to college, aka me, has been running the day-to-day operations for 10 plus years. Katie also once told Ian to his face that he wasted his potential. Context, Ian was the valedictorian of his high school class, just like Katie, by dropping out of college to help mom run the family business after dad passed away. Katie and Daniel recently posted that Katie is pregnant with twin boys, and their names would be Stanford and Yale. I commented, congratulations. But later, I texted her to say that it wasn't right to give the boys ridiculous names that would put them under immense pressure to succeed from a very young age. I also asked her about what would happen if one or both of them weren't as successful, perfect as she hoped. Katie didn't like the points that I made. She texted back, I wasn't asking for opinions, especially from someone like you. Consider yourself uninvited from our wedding until you sincerely apologize. To be honest, I was already leaning towards not attending due to Katie's condescending attitude towards me, but the someone like you comment sealed the deal. I told Ian what happened, but he said that I should have kept my thoughts to myself.
Oh,
man. I mean, look. I've been through elementary and middle school. She's not wrong. Being named Stanford or Yale is, other people are gonna be harsh. It, like, look, school is ruthless, and being named Yale.
Stanford isn't
Stanford,
the craziest name.
Because you can go by Stan.
You go by Stan, and like, but Yale is anyway. Interesting, and like, also the fact that it's coming from like, oh, well, I went to Ivy League and everyone needs to know it. Like, I will say this, though. The names, they suck. They are the least of those children's problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're growing up with that mom.
That mom is awful.
Oh, it's going to suck. Yeah. They're both going to be such burnouts, and I understand it.
She's going to make their life a living hell. The names, yeah, you're right. The names don't matter. She is going to pressure them so badly.
They're
going to
wish their names were Gap and Year.
Nice!
I don't deserve this.
This is for me now. Thank you.
Wow.
Damn.
That's
dude.
A bummer. I that sucks. I condescending people like that are really awful.
It's disgusting.
It really is disgusting.
Awesome. I do think though it's a little disgusting for the brother to be like, you're naming your kids ridiculous names. But maybe no, I think
the problem is they clearly hate this sister.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Clearly she's been such an asshole to them for so long that they just don't. They're so burned out with her.
Yeah, I just wish someone would actually tell her, like, hey, from a non-judgmental perspective, I think this might add pressure to the kids. Instead of just being like, you're stupid, what a dumb idea.
Yeah.
It definitely could have been handled better. And I do also think that the brother is probably like, again, maybe I'm looking into this too much, but when the brother is like, you could have kept your thoughts to yourself. If the brother is the type to drop out of college after being valedictorian to go help the mother after the dad passed, there's a lot of responsibility there. They're the peacekeeper. They're the ones that like keep the family afloat. Yeah, so if there's fighting, it's just going to be like, you know how she is. You shouldn't have said anything. So
that's true.
Who knows how they really feel?
She did say, all she said was, I texted her to say that it wasn't right to give the boys ridiculous. Well, maybe she said ridiculous.
It's not right is a pretty.
That would put them under immense pressure to succeed from a very young age. Yeah, it just sounds like they just don't like each other already.
Yeah.
And they're looking for, and if it's that quick that you can be uninvited to everything.
I can't believe she named her kids Princeton and Yale.
Stanford
and Yale, my bad.
Princeton is also better than
Same
Yale.
Same shit.
Like, Stanford and Princeton would have been fine.
Too?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're twins.
Yeah.
God, what a bad
that's
look.
Rough. That's rough.
That's like naming a kid singer and dancer or something.
Some comments here. Oof. I feel like these names are going to make it harder to get into a top-tier school. Does Harvard want to admit a child called Yale? Does Stanford want to admit a child called Stanford?
Wow.
It's a good point.
That's a great point.
Or maybe they really want to because it's like, dude, Yale is so good. We have a kid named Stanford. They didn't go to Stanford. They came here. I think it'd be really funny if one of them goes to ASU.
Oh, yeah.
You got to name the kid ASU, honestly.
Your kid, what's their name? Arizona State University Online.
I mean, and DeVry.
And that's my real name.
DeVry.
DeVry, Phoenix University.
University Technical Institute. I also think, like, look, there's a lot of bad names out there. And, like, I think it's wrong in general to set someone up with a name that, like, really puts them in a specific box. Like, this isn't as bad of one at all, because I think it's a really cool name. But I know, like, Magnus was a popular name for a while. I'm like, that kid better be 6'8" as a linebacker.
Right.
Because if they're, like, kind of small and nerdy, I'm like, Magnus is going to get their shit rocked every day. Like, you better fucking...
That sucks, man.
I will also say,
yeah.
I hear about people getting bullied for their names, but growing up, I don't know, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, I think we are in a better age where people own who they are when they have become of a certain age and they can do what they want.
Yeah.
But poor Princeton and Yale, Stanford and Yale. See, I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's not even like, they don't even flow off the tongue. Like, Stanford and Yale don't go together.
Like Stanford and Princeton, like both two syllable, both sound fancy, but Yale, like if your name is Yale and your sibling is not right there with you, it's gonna be like, sorry, did you say, what was your name one more time? They're gonna be like, yeah. Like they're never gonna not have to repeat themselves.
Yeah.
God, how pretentious.
It's pretty rough. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, sucks to be them. Right, Angela, Shane, and Damien?
So, guys, we have our last story. This is the most insane thing ever. So, Angela, the last episode that you were on with Chance.
Yeah.
And we read a lot of updates, like Redditor updates. Yeah.
And I did watch that episode.
And so there was the most insane story was this story of a woman who her husband... became obsessed with her boss.
Yes.
So she had this boss who was this woman who was like maybe in her late 30s, early 40s, who was this incredible woman. She described her as being really, really awesome. And her husband had kind of a weird like interest in her. And kind of spiraled. So, and then what happened was they start getting a divorce and then she then finds out her husband is dating her boss. And she talks to her husband. The husband goes, look, it just happened. We met on Bumble. And please don't tell your boss about our divorce and everything because just please don't mess this up for me. So she ends up talking to the boss and she goes, hey, like, I heard about you and my husband. We're going through a divorce. My ex-husband, I guess. But I heard you guys met on Bumble, whatever. And the boss is like, we didn't meet on Bumble. He's been going to my
gym
for like the past year. Different gym than where they go to, so he clearly
signed up two memberships.
He signed up for a different gym membership and figured out the hours this boss was going there. So he effectively stalked this boss, and then they ended up getting together. So last we heard was the boss. I thought they broke up.
Yeah, the boss was like, "This is freaky," and then broke up.
Yeah,
where it ends is the boss like thanks her for telling her. The husband seems to be a crying, sobbing mess.
Yes.
So it's all kind of out there, but that's where it kind of ended. So it kind of ends on this thought of like, all right, maybe the husband gets kicked to the curb. The boss knows that he's crazy. That's the end. But that's where that kind of ended. So now we finally have an update. I also want to thank our viewers and our fans who posted this update on the Smosh Reddit for us to find. Thank you for doing that. Please keep doing that. Let us know when there's updates. We will find them on our Reddit.
We will find them.
So thank you guys. And here we go.
Oh my God.
Three memberships.
It's like season two finally came out.
So update. I'm drowning in despair. My divorce was finalized yesterday, and today I found out that my ex-husband and my boss are expecting their first child.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She's drowning in despair.
Karapika is drowning in despair.
If you really want to watch everything coming up to this, go watch episode 10 with Angela and Chance. But I don't know if you remember me. I was here some months ago, and you helped me a great deal to cope with my grief. I talked about how my ex-husband was falling for my boss, and I was watching it happening with no power to do anything about it. I hope I can find all my old posts and include them in my bio in case you don't remember me. I filed for divorce and a restraining order against him, and the last time I talked to him was when he came home crying and yelling at me, trying to make me talk to my boss to tell her that he wasn't the creep I made him out to be when I spoke with my boss. I never saw him again after I refused to help him win her back. A month later, his lawyer sent me a letter telling me that my ex-husband had moved to another city and that he terminated the lease on the apartment. I had until the end of February to vacate. I moved back temporarily with my family. I never saw or heard from my ex again. Like I never existed in his life. He signed the divorce papers the second he got them and didn't ask for a trial period. I meant nothing to him. At work, everything was back to normal. I rarely saw my boss, but the few times I did, she just nodded in acknowledgement with a smile. She didn't know who I was before. She wasn't coming to work as often as she usually did anyway, and she was homesick more often than she did. She usually is a working bee. I was glad she didn't try to take out her revenge on me for what happened. She just ignored the subject and never spoke to me again. I found out that my ex-husband found a new job and apartment in his new city and that he was seeing a therapist. I heard that he was trying to build his life back up because all of our friends and our families knew what kind of a creepy stalker he was now, mm-hmm. and the reason why we got a divorce and he couldn't handle the pressure. I heard that he cut contact with many of our mutual friends, those who defended and sided with me. I also found my own place. I put a down payment on a small apartment near my work and my family, and I was finally starting to come out of my shell. Yesterday, the divorce was finalized, and finally, I felt some sort of hope, some freedom. This chapter is done. I don't know when and where I will find love. I guess I need to start the learning how to trust again before loving and giving myself to someone. I was optimistic. That is until my friend sent me a screenshot of my ex-husband's IG. He had blocked me months ago, but yesterday, the day our divorce was finalized, he made a post with his hand hugging a woman's belly. The caption was, "I can't wait to meet you. I will love you like I love your mother, and I will do so until the end of my time. The woman in the picture is my boss. Today I asked around the office, and the rumors are that she is in a long-distance relationship with her boyfriend. She also announced her pregnancy on her socials, and everyone was congratulating her. Will this pain ever go? What have I ever done to deserve this cruelty?"
This is a fucking wild update.
I did not in a thousand years think that
I
this is what was next.
That. Oh my God.
I know the
boss found out this guy literally stalked her.
What's the timeline though? Because it is very possible she found out that he stalked her, cut off all contact, and then was like, shit, I'm pregnant. I'm actually a little bit far along. I'm keeping the baby. So sorry, original story, October, but then the update was when she talked to her boss, right? It was December?
December.
So very easily this boss could have gotten pregnant beginning of December, found out something a little bit later, and then gotten back with the guy.
There's a lot of stuff missing, timeline stuff. But either way, I mean, she's still with this guy that she knows is willing to stalk someone.
Yeah.
And long distance with a baby is also a crazy thing.
Well, maybe that's part of it too. Maybe there's the reason that like he didn't move in with the boss or the boss is going to him. Like, it's like, hey, I'm pregnant and we have to work things out. You have to go to therapy and I will come to see you so we can work on stuff. Like that's, because the way the boss was presented, unless she's really good at having two faces about things, this is just a shock.
This is shocking. I mean, look, regardless of all of that, what she has to do is she has to move on. I mean, she dodged a bullet.
Yes.
I think she still has it in her head of like loving this guy.
I know, she's like, truly sad.
Like, you gotta move on. Outside of all this story, how do you guys feel about friends who screenshotted that stuff and sent it to her? Do you think that's like a good, I sometimes feel weird whenever I hear stories about that where it's like my friends sending me photos of my ex with all this stuff being like, hey, did you see this? It's like, I get it, because I get the side of like, yeah, you're gonna wanna know that, that's huge, especially if you just finalized your divorce. But also like, I don't know, I guess we don't know what that conversation looked like.
No, but you're right though, that's like, you wait till you're in person or you wait till not the first week she finally gets out of her parents' house and you send her that screenshot, like, right when she gets her apartment, she moves on.
We don't know how that
But you're right,
came about,
I don't feel good about friends just
always,
like,
I will say, so the ex-husband, literally the day after the divorce is finalized, he posts these photos on social media.
Oh my!
I mean, look, he is a messed up man.
He's a lunatic,
and she needs to be glad that there's no contact and she's out of this. And like, as long as this boss is not, I guess, like thwarting her at her job in any sort of way, but I would feel unsafe. According to OP's responses, she has been looking for other jobs and hasn't had any luck so far. So she's trying to move on from
that. She's trying.
I do want to say real quick about your point, you know, how do you feel about friends who screenshot? It's obviously going to depend on the situation, but there is another aspect of like, I've been on, you know, this. I've been the person receiving info, I've been the person who had info to give. And there is an aspect of like, when you find out something that is directly related to something that is actively troubling your friend, and you sit on that information for a while, there's another aspect of guilt where like for 2 weeks they're like, I don't know what is going on, like everything is insane. And then you're like, okay, well I've known for 2 weeks exactly what's been so confusing to you.
That's fair.
And it sucks because you don't want to have to give that information. But like, I've also been on the other side of things where like, I've gotten information from a friend and even though it hurts, I'm like,
okay, well, that's the thing that's gonna let me finally be okay.
That's
like,
fair.
That's the thing that let me sever the tie, you know what I mean?
Yeah this is crazy either way. I mean, I would fall for, I think I would be so shocked if I was her friend. I would send it so fast because I would be like, true. No way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When's a good time? When's a good time to tell
I don't know if anything's shocking at this point with this guy.
This guy is.
I mean.
I just, it's also what makes me think, like, if someone stalked you to find you, okay, but you love them very much. They don't stalk other, like, what if he, like.
they don't stalk all the
just
time.
Just
like,
the once.
They
like,
just stalk
what if
me.
It's just a quirky way they found each other and they just love each other?
That is like every 90s rom-com where it's just like, I found your window and threw notes at it for a year and you're like, no, you're actually going to jail.
I guess I just have a really hard stance on stalking that I
No,
think
I think
is
I
really
do too.
Bad.
I'm just bringing it up for conversation sake.
Sure. I'm just bringing it up for fun.
But it is like, she must just have moved past, she must have moved past this.
I really hope we get another update. I mean, what is there to update? Like, this is the situation. She just needs to get out. She needs to get out. She needs to keep looking for another job and remove herself further from this situation.
Agreed.
Because just so much pain and just so messed up.
And, like, look, sometimes, even though logically on paper you can look at things like, oh, well, this was bad. He was a stalker. Thank goodness I dodged a bullet. Doesn't matter. Your brain is still wired for, like, that person being there. Every single neuron in your brain has to relearn what that person did. And, like, if you're ever curious about breakups, like, look up the article, The Science Behind a Breakup, because it really helps sort of quantify what people are going through. And it goes for grief in any capacity. You have to retrain every part of your brain that something has changed. But sometimes getting a big piece of info like that is truly the thing where you're like, oh, fuck it. Like, okay. True. So I'm hoping that there is no more update, because I'm hoping that after the few days of hurt, she's clearly coming to Reddit pretty quickly to be like, I don't know where else to go with this information. How do y'all feel? Yeah. I'm hoping after that she can finally be like, okay, well, this was the most insane thing ever.
Yeah, there's some comments here.
There's an update.
There's another update just now. There's some comments here. There's a saying I heard a while back. The person you divorce is not the person you married. This was not the person you thought of spending your life with. This pain hurts, but the pain will go away. Someone else said, you are free. He is not your husband. He's your ex-husband. You're not tied to him in any way. She will be forever tied to him now. He will find another obsession and move on multiple times. Someone else said, I remember you. The best revenge is finding fulfillment in yourself. Live a damn good life, OP. You owe yourself that much. Best of luck. I fully agree.
Yeah.
I fully agree with all of that.
Easier
I do think
said
she's.
Than done,
it's oh yeah. It'll take time. It's the day after it was finalized that she just found out. But hopefully, a year from now, she's in a much better place. And frankly, she has no ties to this man anymore.
And, like, we have no clue the story. This is a messy couple, this new couple. Mm-hmm. Who knows how it happened, where they're living, if they're in long distance, how it's going to go.
She doesn't really know this boss either. So, you know, but.
Update, they've named them Princeton and Yale.
And they want your Hulu password.
And what I think she should do is she needs to just cuddle up, pull up her phone, open up her armpit folder, and just look.
Find something
and
that brings
scroll,
you peace.
Futurama posters.
Yeah.
Just scroll.
Just make that apartment feel like home. Hang up some tarantulas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Sounds lovely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for being here.
I love this show.
Favorite show.
It really is one of my favorite shows.
Hey, it's a great show. Also, like, we got along for a whole episode. No, I'm kidding. There's so many comments in games videos that are like, why are Damien and Angela fighting? It's like, we're really not. Like, it's so weird.
We're never fighting.
I want to make a quick shout out. If you like us reading these Reddit stories, we sometimes read other subreddits that we don't touch on here over on the Smoshcast. On the Smoshcast YouTube channel. We upload every Monday. It's Amanda and I and someone else from the Smosh crew. And we hang out, we talk, we react to stuff we find on the internet from all over. Damien and I read a bunch of bad two-sentence horror.
It was great. You and Amanda are fantastic hosts,
thanks,
by
man.
The way.
You guys are
like,
great.
Not that I'm surprised, but it was just like, similar to this, it's just a lot of fun just hanging out and shooting the breeze.
Yeah, and you can watch us playing Dungeons & Dragons over on Smosh Games. All three of us are there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's two more people, but you got to guess who it is in the comments of the video.
Figure that out. Anyways, thanks y'all for watching, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.